Across New Hampshire, the Democratic presidential candidates are making their closing arguments ahead of tomorrow's first-in-the-nation presidential primary, with an emphasis on arguments. According to the latest polls, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg are in the lead after finishing at the top in Iowa last week. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has been following the frontrunners in their race for New Hampshire and has this report for us this morning.
Sanders and Buttigieg are a study in contrasts. One, a 78-year-old Democratic socialist, the oldest candidate in the race, the other at 38, the youngest. Over the weekend in Keene, actor Michael J. Fox introduced Buttigieg as a left-handed Maltese-American Episcopalian gay millennial war veteran.
I just want to introduce the next president of the United States, Pete Buttigieg.
Close to 1,000 people packed the auditorium at Keene State College, where Buttigieg made his now familiar case that he's best suited to unite the country, as he says, to put the chaos, corruption, and the tweets in the past.
I am the candidate best prepared to defeat Donald Trump.
Buttigieg is smooth, offering a positive vision, even as he hits his opponents without naming them, dismissing Joe Biden's long experience and Sanders' political revolution.
And at a divided time in our country, I also don't think we can take the risk of excluding anybody from this effort, of saying that if you're not either for a revolution or a status quo, then you don't fit.
Buttigieg is riding a wave of momentum after his strong showing in Iowa. Now comes New Hampshire, where lots of voters say they're still making up their minds. Chris Bowen, a self-described moderate from Swansea, has been talking to some of those voters as he knocks on doors for Buttigieg.
I think a lot of people are actually sort of looking for the moderate alternative to Bernie Sanders.
That's interesting. You're hearing that as you canvass.
I'm hearing that as I canvass. Yeah, I think the results in Iowa convinced them that Pete might be the most legitimate alternative to Bernie Sanders.
We won Iowa, and with your help, we're going to win here on Tuesday.
Sanders also has the wind at his back. After Iowa, his campaign said it had its best fundraising month yet, $25 million in January, with an average donation of just $19. On Saturday, he spoke to a crush of supporters who packed into a union hall in Concord.
So while some of our opponents have super PACs and some of our opponents have dozens and dozens of billionaires contributing to their campaign, we are relying on the working people of this country. That is precisely why we are going to win.
While Buttigieg is building support among moderates, independents, and what he calls future former Republicans, Sanders is counting on expanding the electorate with younger voters. That includes busloads of young volunteers from out of state who are canvassing for him across New Hampshire. Among them, Kelly Authier from Providence, Rhode Island, who says Sanders has the best chance of winning in November.
Absolutely. I think we need energy, a very excited energy, in order to beat Trump. And he just brings out the numbers and the excitement, and that's what we're going to need in November.
Sanders is also counting on committed progressives like Andrew Walensky, a Democrat running for governor in New Hampshire, who says Sanders is the most authentic candidate around issues of economic justice. And Walensky says flatly, Buttigieg is not ready to be president.
He's a very personable young man, but he's my son's age.
And that concerns you?
Yeah, it does. He doesn't have broad experience.
In the final hours of this campaign, that's a hit Buttigieg is taking. Not from Sanders, but from Biden, who finished a distant fourth in Iowa and badly needs a better result tomorrow in New Hampshire. In recent days, Biden released a tough ad mocking Buttigieg's record as mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Both Vice President Biden and former Mayor Buttigieg have taken on tough fights. Under threat of a nuclear Iran, Joe Biden helped to negotiate the Iran deal. And under threat of disappearing pets, Buttigieg negotiated lighter licensing regulations on pet chip scanners.
In response, Buttigieg has been trying to use Biden's attacks to his own advantage. Here he is speaking to Democrats Saturday night in Manchester.
Because Americans in small rural towns, in industrial communities, and yes, in pockets of our country's biggest cities, are tired of being reduced to a punchline by Washington politicians and ready for somebody to take their voice to the American Capitol.
Another candidate in need of a comeback tomorrow is Elizabeth Warren, who finished third in Iowa. She argues that she has the experience and the policies to unify the party. In an interview with WBUR, she says she does not condone Biden's attack on Buttigieg.
It just isn't how I've done this. I realize that there was a lot of fighting and crosstalk at the debates, but I just really wanted to talk about explaining to people why I'm in this fight. That seems to me the better way to go here.
It seems like you made a pretty conscious decision to sort of hold back from the crosstalk and the fighting.
You know, I'll tell you, when I get in a fight, what it's about, it's about fighting for working families. It's about fighting for our democracy. I just don't want to do this about shooting at other Democrats if we can help it.
Tomorrow, if Sanders and Buttigieg do as well as polls suggest they will, the fight for Warren and for the other Democratic candidates will become a lot more difficult. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Peterborough, New Hampshire.